What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. October the 12th marks the birthday of the late jazz keyboardist Melvin Rhine, one of Naptown's greatest music legends. Mel Rhine is best known for his work with Wes Montgomery. During the late 1950s, Rhine played the Hammond B3 organ with the Wes Montgomery Trio and appeared on Montgomery's debut album as a session leader. But Mel Rhine had a remarkable career outside of his work with Wes Montgomery, recording with legendary jazz musicians like Herb Ellis and Johnny Griffin. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the life and work of Mel Rhine with a full hour dedicated to his music. Melvin Rhine was born in Indianapolis on October the 12th of 1936. He attended Crispus Attucks High School and studied music with the school's celebrated teacher, Russell Brown. Rhine began playing professionally as a teenager, performing on Indiana Avenue with the Monarchs, an all-star teenage jazz group that also included David Hardiman on trumpet and James Spalding on sax. Rhine's big break came in the late 1950s when he joined forces with Wes Montgomery. They held down a residency at the Missile Room, a legendary Indiana Avenue nightclub that was open 24 hours a day. And it was at the Missile Room when Wes Montgomery was discovered by jazz star Cannonball Adderley. Cannonball immediately called his label, Riverside Records, and urged them to sign Wes. They did. And Wes Montgomery's 1959 debut album for Riverside featured Mel Rhine on organ. We'll hear a track from that record now. This is the Wes Montgomery Trio with Missile Blues, named in honor of the famous Indiana Avenue Club. Thank you. That was the West Montgomery Trio with Missile Blues featuring Mel Rhine on organ. Let's hear another classic session featuring West Montgomery and Mel Rhine. From West Montgomery's 1960 album, Boss Guitar, this is Trick Bag. That was West Montgomery with Trick Bag, featuring Mel Rhine on organ. Mel Rhine achieved great renown for his work with West Montgomery, which led to an opportunity to cut his debut session as a leader. The album was titled Organizing, and it was released by Jazzland Records in 1960. Organizing featured Mel Rhine fronting an all-star group that included Johnny Griffin on sax and Blue Mitchell on trumpet. We'll hear a cut from that record now. This is Mel Rhine with Things Ain't What They Used to Be. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was the late, great Indiana Avenue jazz legend Mel Rhine with his 1960 recording, Things Ain't What They Used to Be. On this week's show, we're celebrating Mel Rhine's birthday with an hour devoted to his work. He was born in Naptown, October the 12th, in 1936. Mel Rhine continued to work the Naptown jazz scene during the 1960s, often performing with his brother Ronald Rhine on drums. During the late 1960s, Rhine left Indianapolis for Milwaukee, where he remained for the next two decades. Early on during his time in Milwaukee, Rhine cut a pair of sessions with two Naptown musicians who had also relocated to Wisconsin, the guitarist Johnny Shacklett and pianist and vibes player Buddy Montgomery, best known as West Montgomery's younger brother. We'll hear music from those sessions now. First, from 1969, we'll hear the Johnny Shacklett Trio with Hoffman House Blues featuring Mel Rhine on organ and Ronald Rhine on drums. And from 1970, we'll hear Buddy Montgomery and Mel Rhine with Tin Tin Dale. Thank you. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Mel Rhine after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're celebrating the birthday of the late, great Naptown keyboardist Melvin Rhine. He was born in Indianapolis on October the 12th of 1936. Rhine played piano on the legendary Uncle Funkenstein album, a project led by saxophonist Russell Webster. The album was recorded as a tribute to Naptown's jazz legacy and featured an all-star group of Indianapolis musicians, including Larry Ridley, Pookie Johnson, Jane Spaulding, Clifford Radcliffe, and many others. We'll hear the title track from that album now. This is Uncle Funkenstein featuring Russell Webster on tenor sax and Mel Rhine on piano. That was Russell Webster's Uncle Funkenstein, featuring Mel Rhine on piano. On this week's show, we're celebrating the music of Mel Rhine, one of the greatest jazz musicians to emerge from the Avenue scene. The Uncle Funkenstein album was released in 1983, and it's one of the only sessions Rhine cut during the 1970s and 80s. But Rhine returned to music with full force during the 1990s, recording over a dozen sessions as both a leader and a sideman. One of the most significant records he cut during this time was the 1991 session with the guitar great Herb Ellis. The album was titled Roll Call, and we'll hear a cut from that record now. This is Herb Ellis and Mel Rhine performing the West Montgomery classic, Naptown Blues. That was Herb Ellis and Mel Rhine with Naptown Blues. In 2007, Mel Rhine cut one of the most unique records of his career, a funky fusion session titled Reinvention, the Dixon Rhine Project. The album was led by the Indianapolis jazz great Rob Dixon, and it featured Kenny Phelps on drums and Fareed Hawk on guitar. We'll hear a cut from that record now. This is the Dixon Rhine Project with Mel's Groove. Thank you.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
That was the Dixon Rhine Project with Mel's Groove, featuring the late Indianapolis jazz legend Mel Rhine on organ. On this week's show, we've been celebrating the music of Mel Rhine. He was born in Naptown on October the 12th of 1936, and he died here in March of 2013. He was 76 years old. We'll end this celebration of Mel Rhine with one of the most unusual records he ever cut. This recording goes back to Rhine's years living in Milwaukee. In 1994, Rhine appeared on a children's album titled Shrimp Whistles. That record featured Rhine playing piano on a version of Nature Boy, sung by Gordon Gano of the famous alternative rock band Violent Femmes. Let's listen.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
Thanks for tuning in to our birthday tribute to the late, great jazz keyboardist Mel Rhine, one of the most important musicians to emerge from the Indiana Avenue scene. And you can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two, two. When you get lonesome and want to.